You want my mother to go get a job? I don't know. I'm definitely ready to go buy a camera. Yeah. Photography is really my passion. You feel me? But videos is just like something to add on to it. You know what I'm saying? Like videography. So, I mean, now it's not balancing no more. Like, far as like business, I make way more from pictures than I make videos. Well, it might equal up. Like, why would I spend, you know, 10 hours editing a music video when I can spend 3 hours editing the pictures for the same amount of
money?
Yeah, you know, man. Tell me.
When did you start taking photos?
2 years ago, 2018, September 29th, 2018.
What made you start?
What made me start? I just went to go buy a camera. It wasn't nothing else, so I just went to buy a camera.
And then
you
go
to
the
I just wanted to go buy a camera. And that's what it was.
Who's been like your favorite artist or people to work with so far?
My cousin Lorenzo. Yeah.
Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck, yeah. I hope Chuck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's cool to hang with him because I'm like, you know, to, you know, do photography for him because it's like the way he acts towards me is different to the way he acts towards the world. So it's like, I gotta tell them, like, yo, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really need to show the people, like, the inside of you. Cause, like, if he was to come down here right now, y'all probably be like, hey, creeping me out. Is he ready to swing? But he's really not like that. He really, like, when you really cool with him, he really goofy with him. So that's how it is. So it's cool with him. You know what I'm saying? And then we do a lot, too. So, yeah.
Take like sports or landscape?
I started with sports. So sports is my thing. I feel like that's the reason why and the guy out in New York, he told me that he was like, I didn't know nothing about photography when I first started. But I had a 50mm and really that's for portraits. But I wind up taking that for sports. So when people see me at like, you know, like sporting events and things like that, they looking at me like, what the hell is he doing with a portrait lens? Like, he's not gonna capture them good shots. But all the time I was really capturing some good ass shots. So now it's like when I get around people and stuff like that, it's like people be amazed. Like, how the fuck you use a 50mm to get that, like you can see a sweat dripping off his face, blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's how it is. So I prefer sports because sports is the hardest thing. Emotion. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I told any photographer now that DM me, they just send me a quick DM like, hey yo, I'm getting into photography, blah blah, any tips, shoot sports first. You catch a sport, still it's easy. Right. Like it's, of course, you're not moving anywhere. Now you just gotta play with the sunlight, stuff like that.
Do you feel like there's
an
opportunity
for
some
sports fields
today?
During this corona surge, no. Once this go over, yeah, you back up and you back here. Right. But right now, nah. Right now, it's probably music or somebody has like a business that you're building. That'd be the type of, you know, like, that you get to.
No doubt. In terms, you spoke about like shooting emotion and, you know, looking over your portfolio. You capture a lot of emotion in your style, even in the still pictures of like, you can really sense that there's like deeper and more contrast to the story. Is that something that you develop over time? Do you feel like you just have a natural eye for that?
Now I shoot for perfection now. But when I first started, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know. So it was like, I don't know. I guess now it is. Like now, all right. So when I first started, I would probably take 100 pictures and only five good ones. Now I'm saying, yo, look, I'm going to him shooting 20 pictures. You know what I'm saying? 17 got to be good. So that's just how. That's how.
Growing up, did you play sports, and that was like kind of what
made you want to capture those moments that you might have went through, and then it's like, oh, I have a picture of it. Now it's somebody else's life that they can carry with them.
Yeah, so I actually played football my whole life, and I played basketball for running around like 8 years. Okay. So after I found out that I couldn't go to play in college, I kind of got around sports, but I didn't enter with football. Like, I ain't shooting no type of, like, I shot only boxing because I hung out with my cousin all the time. So then I, you know, eventually got off. So,
that's dope. We had, on our first episode, we talked about, like, favorite books. Do you have any favorite books that you have?
Art of War.
Yeah,
Art of War, man. Art of War just, it teach you, like, way more into life. It teach you how to, you know, how to read people, how to see through a lot of stuff, how to maneuver through life. You know what I'm saying? So, the war is definitely mine.
Yeah. That's definitely, it's a cheat code of life that's out there for everybody, for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I wanted to thank you first, you know, coming through the crib and getting on the pod. It's the first time we've had a guest, so, you know, exciting experience. And, you know, as you grow, move forward in the future, we're excited to see, you know, come back to the pod and continue to be a guest. And, you know, we look forward to supporting you as well. In terms of once Corona's over, you know, how do you see, you know, photography taking off in different realms once you are able to just get back and be with the population as much as possible?
Yeah. Right now, it's funny how, you know, it's sad to say, like, a lot of small businesses going downhill due to coronavirus. I feel like mine has elevated. Only because it's like I have to take opportunity from every photo shoot that I have. So I gotta get better at every photo shoot. Like, that's the only way. You know what I'm saying? So right now I see the numbers elevated. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like and now people are starting to tap into my real life because I have more time to, you know, show them, like, hey, this is really me. Like, a lot of people say, like, he bougie, he never come out, he never blah, blah, blah. But I always be working. But now I got a little bit more time to come out. People are like, oh, no, he cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he actually do make jokes. You know what I'm saying? So in terms of that, when it open back up, it's just going to be like I never, like, you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It might actually just get, might actually go up higher. You know what I'm saying? Like, God willing, you know.
No, definitely. Yeah, you said that foundation. Even your last pick, you're like, oh, 20, you know, 20 women called, beat my phone up. I never thought it'd be like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like getting from, you know, a lot of photographers that I see have trouble, you know, getting from behind the camera and really showing that personality. But, like, when I saw that picture, I started geeking out. Like, hey, that's how I beat it, man.
Yeah, man. I cannot make this up, man. I'll let you know, like, right now, like, it's crazy. Like, it's, you never know how. I was that type of person. Like, when I grew up, I was a 3-star DN coming into high school. You know what I'm saying? So I played at St. Francis. At varsity, I played behind, you know, a 5-star DN. But I was only in the 9th grade. You know, I played varsity my whole life. So I was already attuned to wanting to be, you know, any kid that have a dream to go to the NFL and be on somebody's wall. But then in this life, it's like, all right, I ain't make it to the NFL. I'm not in the NFL. But it's like, I'm still living the same dream. Like, I have people that FaceTime me on Instagram and be like, hey, look, I just put your picture on my wall. Like, well, I got somebody that, you know, email me and be like, hey, I'm trying to pay, you know what I'm saying, to buy that picture. So it's just like, I'm still living the same life. But now it's different because it's like, the females, they just rush in now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a transition thing. I kind of like
that. Do you think that ability to transition? Because I play football as well. I played 1 year in college. And, like, a lot of my teammates that stopped playing after college or in college, it was hard for them to transition to a different skill set. Do you think that resiliency and that ability to really pivot was something natural within you? Or do you think, it, you know, coming up in Baltimore, it was something that was, like, just a part of the community that really made you be able to make that switch?
Yeah, it's definitely how I was raised. My family is the, you know, the hustle on us. Like, no matter what we do, 100% do what you do, and, you know what I'm saying, be the best at it. So, and another thing, like, Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, it's like, even you going to, an old head once told me, he said, I'd rather be the person that give the most than have to need the most. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how that's just the rule I just stuck with. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, hey, if I ain't going to college, then I'm going to be something. But I ain't. And this is another thing that I want to stress, because I said this in one of my other interviews, and a female took it wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, I told her, I was like, I'd rather be an entrepreneur than a 9-to-5 worker. You know what I'm saying? It comes, people don't understand that. That comes with 10 times harder work than you just clock hitting. You know what I'm saying? Just clocking in. Like, it's countless hours I stayed up and I didn't edit 100 pictures and only got paid $30. Other than, you know, you get paid every week. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she took it wrong because I didn't explain it more. You get what I'm saying? But I have nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. Like, sometimes I go get 9-to-5s just to, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to level me out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just what it is. It's just a hustle, man. Anything I can put my hands in, if it's not, you know, other than, you know, something I was supposed to be doing, hey, I'm all ears for it.
I agree with you as well. I work at 9-to-5 currently, but you know, one of my friend's cousins, D Dave, rest in peace, he really said, got a 9-to-5, work my 5 to 9. Like, you can hustle both at the same time and embrace the finesse both systems. Now, you know, I'm glad you really highlighted that, because a lot of people don't talk about that and like the way that you can really step in and use the 9-to-5 system to free yourself up or build connections. Because one day, you never know, your biggest investor might be your old company.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They need photography. You know, the world needs photography. But if they know your name, they really gonna be able to go to you and grab that emotion. So, I like that. Now, I understand why people get that wrong, but at the same time, like, as long as you keep advocating, keep fighting for that, you know what I'm saying? You gonna make it happen. Man. We just had our third Money Fee member come down into the basement. Mally Mal, what's up for the listeners?
I don't go by Mally Mal no more. That's the
that's what I call
told
me.
Yeah.
So what's exactly included in your packages and like how much do they go for? So.
Alright, so I switched the whole game up. Like, as a businessman, according to Baltimore, I'm more about, like I said, like now I'm more about, like, as last year I had like 5 different photographers up, right? And none of them responded. And it's okay, because I had to realize that the level that they was on, it didn't meet the requirement of the standards of responding back. It's like, think about if I hit them up, how many other photographers hit them up and say, hey, I'm in, you know, interested in photography, blah, blah, blah. And then 3 of them they probably responded to and then wasted their time. So now it's like, okay, another one, I'm gonna waste my time. So I started to put myself in other people's shoes. So what I did now, like, now that I got to the level where I'm at, I had to realize in Baltimore, people, because I used to do the same thing, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, people kind of, you know, lowball you, talk, you know what I'm saying? So now, I don't give a set price off, I just ask you what's your budget. And if your budget is, don't require my standards, I will send you to another photographer. Because at the end of the day, it's not all about the money, it's really about my quality. I know what I'm giving you. Like, you ain't got to worry about paying me and be like, oh, I don't like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I'm giving you. So if you tell me, like, oh, y'all already got $80 and you want 100 and something pictures at it, right, I'm going to send you to him. He's like, he'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really kind of, but when it comes to out of town, I have, you know, something set up, some packages and stuff set up like that, yeah.
In terms of, so now that you're on the other side, you know, you're worth, you know, really getting out there and the quality is outstanding. When people come to you for assistance and, you know, that same kind of mentorship, what are some tips that you've seen and some people that, or things that you've seen that really will really warrant a response or you'll want to help that person out? Like, what was that, either a plan of action you use or a plan of action somebody else used that's really worked?
It's the fact that you hit me up. The fact that you hit me up makes me want to respond right then and there. Like, I had someone, I can show y'all after this part, I had someone hit me up right before I got here. And he was just like, yo, look, blah, blah. I was driving, and I had to, you know, make another run. So I just sent them a little voice over, like, yo, hit me up after the pod, and then I'll get back, you know, get back to you. But I didn't have no type of assistance. You get what I'm saying? So now the photographers that I hit up a couple years ago, when they do little meetings and stuff now, I'm the one that sit next to them. It's like, oh, I'm not going to be like none of you guys. I'm going to hit, you know, somebody DM me, I'm going to, you know, DM them back. So that's just how it is, man. I just try to go against the grain of how this life is.
Impact over income. You're gonna have somebody that stays in the game a lot longer because of just that energy you gave back. And those people don't, I mean, they don't, they're short-sighted with that. And it's like, you be the inspiration that creates, you know, the next, you know, world famous artist, world famous photographer. But if you didn't, you hit them back, they might quit.
Yeah.
I really respect that, man. I really respect that.
What are your goals going into 2021?
2021. So this year I had 3 goals set. So the first goal, I started a nonprofit for the kids in the community. As I took time throughout this break, I realized that it don't have to just be for the kids. It could be for people our age, because there's some older people that want to learn photography, and some want to, you know, younger and in the middle class too. So now I want to start, the nonprofit that I'm going to start is going to be for just the community, period. You know what I'm saying? No age groups, no limits. I will break the classes down into age groups and limits, but yeah, that's definitely what I have started in 2021. Like, I just got some of my friends' dads, you know, they wealthy. So they just donated a lot of cameras and, you know, drones and different things like that. So seeing this, you know, they start letting us get back around the kids and, you know, come on thing going, then we'll get that done. And then 2021 will actually, September of this year will actually be 3 years. So I'm going for another magazine in 2021. Yeah. Cool. Every year I'm trying to average a magazine. And yeah, next year I want to create a team, 2021. So a media team. So it's like, I'm more, like you said, I'm more into the photography thing. So I'll carry that whole, you know, the whole 10 yards. But the videography thing,
It's way different.
Yeah, like, yeah. I have the visual sight where I can, you know,
get,
I can,
that one moment, but like, as for painting the picture, it's a lot different. I'm like, okay, this is what I see right here, but how can I make those videos do what I want the videos to do? You can capture one moment, but getting it in a video, that's a lot different.
So I really wanna move like really professional. So I'd rather have a guy that's, hey, we're going to pay you. You're going to hold the mic over top of the rapper. You know what I'm saying? We had one guy actually filming, another guy editing. Like, so he take the SD card out, we shoot a whole different scene. He plugging it in, you know, backup time, everything, like, as a real media team. So they my 3 goals that I got planned for 2021. Yeah.
How have you been investing in general for the past few years? In the stocks?
Yeah, I'm not too much in tune with the stocks thing right now. Like I said, some of my friends' dad is, you know, really wealthy and things like that, and they said that's not where it has been at for the last couple of times. But it is legalizing weed, so I'm definitely invested in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. I spend $500 on eating and stuff like that in a week, so why not? You know what I'm saying? Put it into a stock or something. But as far as investing, tech, yeah, like, I invest in myself. I invest in, you know, females, like, you know, they want to, you know, start a hair company and stuff like that, you know, get them up and started. I'm trying to invest in my little sister now. She do nails, but she just don't. Like, she'll do 5 people one day. I'm like, yo, get what you can get in one day. Like, if you got 10 lined up, do 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just bought her, like, a lot of equipment and stuff like that. So, trying to get them there. this one fella, he's doing, he want to wash boots and stuff like that. So I'm working on getting all the equipment for him. And then, you know, so, and camera equipment. So, yeah, that's the investments right there.
That's dope. I think, so I'm originally from the Midwest. I'm from Minnesota. Been out here for like 8 years. And I think the beautiful thing about this city is it always has a tendency to bring people like real close together. And then like one day, like your paths cross. And I'm looking at your page, like you had a picture up of Cool Ann with the mirrors on it. And it really encapsulated like, you know, the George Floyd movement, Breonna Taylor, like all the different movements that are going on right now. How can, you know, speaking and showing love to the city, and of course a lot of listeners won't even be from here, and to speak highly of Baltimore, like, how do you feel throughout life this city has helped you run into people that could be supportive or that would help to progress your brand or just show love overall in a place that doesn't get a lot of love in the media nationwide?
Here, this is a, Baltimore is a tricky city, and the reason why I say that is it's the matter of it sucks. It sucks to a certain extent because here, us people, we don't have a lot, honestly. Like if you go to another city, you see luxury is normal. Here we see luxury and think that, oh, you know what I'm saying, or he do this, he do that. Nah, like, that's what he want for himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like nice things. So, being here is tricky because, I mean, like, to have people here to buy in, it's sad to say you gotta be the man. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be nothing less than a man. Like, you gotta be either top three at what you do here. So, to have the support and things here, and like it's your grind, it's your energy, and it plays off of, you know, the respect thing too. You know what I'm saying? Like the respect that you give out is the respect that you give here. That's like the big thing here. You know what I'm saying? Like if you mind your business here, you'll be safe here. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just nothing else to put on the table. Like I can't sit here, you know, in this part, you know, get out to, you know, somewhere in Minnesota or something like that, and I tell people, oh, hey, it's a beautiful place, and blah, 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 and you travel here, you be like, oh, he lied. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I can't do that. It's here, you mind your business, you're good. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my neighborhood, I swing past, I try to stay in tune with the guys, even though I don't do the things that they do, but I don't knock them for it. I look at them as men. I don't see through them, I see them. You know what I'm saying? So, I grew up with these guys, so I stopped through, you know, shake their hand, talk to them, you know, tell them different investments, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And that's what, you know, keep me good within my community. You got some people that get to a certain level in life and feel like, you know what I'm saying, nothing else count. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to think that, you know what I'm saying, you might get a $1,000 check from whatever you do, but 9 times out of 10, the same $1,000 they gave you is from your community already. You don't really understand it. You know what I'm saying? So you could, the people might not support you, but technically they're really still supporting you because they're using their own money. You know what I'm saying? So once you start looking at life different, you don't understand. You know what I'm saying? So Baltimore is, it's cool. It's cool here. You can run into a lot of good people, but your energy just got to be there. You know what I'm saying?
I got a lot of friends that like question when I moved out here, and I'm like, man, you can go to New York and just like, you know, try to be the man in the city of 8 million people, or you can go to Baltimore, humble yourself, really learn the system and meet the top of everything in a week, you know?
Yeah.
You know, connected with you, you know what I'm saying? It's God's plan. And there's, in New York, there's 5,000 photographers that are all vying for one spot, and it's like, now I'm top, like, you know you're top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm top three.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like to me, I'm humbled but I'm cocky. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm cocky is not because I feel like I'm better than everybody else. I just know my worth. You get what I'm saying? Some people take the cocky thing as the wrong thing, but we don't understand that we're living in a place where when you need shrimp, like you need to feel, you know what I'm saying, order to move how you want to move. Like, I don't care if, you know what I'm saying, if I'm typing a paper, if I'm typing this paper in 30 seconds, now I'm the man. I'm the number one typer in the world. That's how it is. You get what I'm saying? So when it come to stat levels and things like that, for us photographers in Baltimore, I'm humble enough to say it's Devin Allen. Like, come on now. Like, 2015 Times Magazine front cover in 2020. Like, you can't make this up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even about the social media verification stuff, but I mean, he's the only photographer I've seen in the journalism. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's the only photographer that I know. Every time I talk about photography to somebody, somebody say, hey, you from Baltimore? Have you ever met Devin Allen? You get what I'm saying? So, it's just those things. Like, and then I went to go sell some of my art, and somebody has brought his artwork from him and reselling his artwork. So, I mean, when it comes to stats and things like that and magazine covers and all that type of stuff, I'm humble enough to say he got number one. But when you ask me who's the best, who's got the best quality, it's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just it. Like, I know I'm top three if I'm not one. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just how it is. And then we got two different styles. Sometimes people compare us because I do black and white and he do black and white. And sometimes people ask me, like, hey, who's your mentor? I'm like, I don't have a mentor. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, oh, your work kind of like Devin Allen. So I'm like, nah. Like, you don't give out the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? So.
No, 100%. That's interesting. Have you had mentors in other areas of life or in photography? It was kind of just like a natural gift where you didn't necessarily want to lean on anybody else's skill set early on?
For photography, it just fell on my hand, man. Like, that's my number one blessing. Like, if I tell anybody anything else, like, it'd be false. Like, the way I started photography was just so natural. Like, literally, like, my homeboy hit me up and was showing some money on FaceTime. He was like, yo, let's go to the mall. And I was like, yo, I haven't bought nothing. Like, why not treat myself? You know, bring a couple thousand out, go to the mall, and there's nothing to buy. You know what I'm saying? But I usually be recording stuff on my phone or us just playing around and stuff like that. And I always be messing with, you know, one of my other guys, you know, rest in peace, his old Keon. He always do little goofy stuff. So I be recording him and playing with him. And he wound up slipping in the mall. But it was a no caution sign out there. And my other homeboy hit me. He was like, yo, like, you ain't recording that? Anything else, and then I was like, yo, my phone keep going dead. He's like, because you record all day, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, I'm ready to just go buy a camera. So, we went to Best Buy, I want to go buy a camera. And the sales guy, I don't even remember his name, it was 2 years ago. But if he hear this part, he persuaded me to buy the best camera then. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know what I was doing. I only had $2,100 in my bank account, and I bought a camera for $1,800. That's how good he persuaded me. You know what I'm saying? And I showed Truck. I bought a camera. He was like, yo, come record my spawn session. I come down there, you know, record the spawn session, the first one. And I put it back, my camera back in my bag, but I guess the mold switched off of it. And he was like, yo, I gotta fight, I got, you know, this next guy, but he sucked. Right, I'm gonna drop him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, cool, I'm down here to record this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
first shot, knockout?
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm recording, but I'm taking pictures the whole time. So I actually took a picture of him knocking the guy down, but it was blurry. But I took another picture of him, like, sitting on the step looking sideways, and it just was so in-depth. Like, the sweat dripping off his face, the coach taking off his glove, like, everything just pieced together. And he was like, yo, I'm mad that you didn't get it. We were knocking him out. But at the same time, like, man, like, I like this picture. So this at the time, he probably had, like, Floyd Mayweather just said something about him, probably had, like, 21,000 on Instagram. He posted it, and people just was hitting me. Just like, hey, yo, how much your price is it? I didn't have nothing over that. Like, nothing. So, yeah, that's just it. What it is. So
that's a special moment.
It's a blessing right
now. Yeah, bro. That's how the best things happen.
Yo, yeah.
Somebody out there straining, doing their best to get a frame. They can't even get in the frame. Bro, and he's like,
When I tell y'all, like, it's really a blessing, man. Like, when I hear, like, you know, rappers and things like that say stuff, like a couple years ago, like, yeah, man, I just went in the booth and just started rapping. And then it just blew up. I'd be like, that's false. Like, you lying. Like, you planned this out. But now, like, I went through it myself. I'm like, yo, anything is possible. Like, I really sat in a basement for a week. And I had Truck, little brother, just throw punches, and I was just trying to get him to be clear, like just trying to get him clear, and I couldn't get him clear because I was trying. But when I stopped trying, it seemed like everything just came, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and it just felt like I didn't have no mentor. Like I said, those guys never hit me back, so I was just wanna, like, feel like I had to prove myself type point. And then I got to the point where I'm like, yo, like, alright, this is how I'm gonna prove my point. Is I'm gonna do everything. I'm gonna go against the grain. Like, even with photographers, like, I go to certain meetings, like out in New York and stuff, they dress a certain type of way. You know, they move a certain type of way. Like, I do it my way. Like, they wearing suits, I'm wearing what I got on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is. Like, they coming in with nice bags and all that. I got on some Baltimore. Whoever stuff in Baltimore, I'm supporting. Like, that's just, I just totally went against the grain. And it worked for me. You know what I'm saying? It worked for me. Like,
going back to what you were saying about you were in the basement trying to get the right photo, like, you felt like you were forcing it. Do you ever feel like your camera is really just an extension of, like, your eyes? And that's when you get the best picture? Like, you're like, all right, this is a good picture. Like, you see it yourself. And you're like, I would want this picture. And when you see it in the lens, that's when you click the button.
Yeah. That's how I shoot now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just telling those guys before you came down, like, right. I don't shoot for, I hear, like, you know, I shoot a lot of sporting events due to Truck now, a lot of professional fights. I see these guys with, you know, real big lenses, and they snap in 100 pictures in, you know, 50 seconds. I'm just like, nah, like, okay, cool. You just spent $3,000 to, you know, put on your Instagram, man. I'm just gonna sit over here. All right, y'all stay over there. Ching, ching. I like all three of these.
Yeah, and that's all I need. You got 1,000 pictures. I'm doing these three.
That's how it is. I don't want to force. Yeah, I don't even want to force it no more. Like, sometimes people ask me, like, yo, I even turned off the volume of you hearing, like, I turned that off. I don't want to even know it. Some people ask me, like, is you taking pictures right now? No. I'm like, yeah, I already took, like, 300.
Yeah.
And I, like, 280. Yeah. Like, oh, you done looked at all of them already? I'm like, I probably won't even edit all of them, but you'll think they edit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, that's just how I...
He's deep in your head.
That's just how I am, like, it's crazy, man, like, because I leave out of town, and... Like I said, I went to the New York. I went to this, you know, this. I guess they call it like a, you know, the top photographers in the area for real. And I went there, and you know, we all sitting down, and it's like how we sitting down now. And the lady, she talking to us, and she's like, "Who do you think is the best photographer?" And you know, everybody in the room going crazy, like, "No, I mean, I'm lying. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing to her." Man, and she like, "Oh, like, why you ain't say anything?" I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
What am I gonna say before I show you anything?
I'm like, yeah, no, I got my slideshow ready. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then they all looking at me like, yo, you're not from Baltimore. Like, there's no way you from Baltimore.
Because you're supposed to have a certain type of arrogance.
I guess it's the quality. Like, the quality, I'm gonna say it blended in, but it stand out because in New York, they don't have what we have down here. They don't have that gutter rawness, but they had that quality. I had the gutter rawness and the quality, so it's like, whoa, you ain't from Baltimore. I'm like, hey, look at my tag. They say, tell me, tell me, Baltimore, right now. But yeah, man, that's just how it is. You just gotta, you know what I'm saying, be yourself.
Question for you.
So going back to your football career, I know you said you played DN, and I just want to see, you know, maybe this habit was built early on, but did you have like a go-to move? Like, let's say you're rushing the pass, like what would be your go-to?
But the half is
spin move. Yeah. The
thick, so what I do is I rush. My coach always told me to keep outside containment. Like, I can see it in my head now. So what I do is, straight off the line, I spin this way. I spin inside, and they'll think, they touching my back, they already got me. Before you know it, I already spent back inside, and then I spin back out. So I hit half a spin. But I used to play basketball. I used to play center, so yes. My footwork was there. You know what I'm saying? And then I just, the running back run right to me. Yeah. Boom, come here. Quarterback roll out. Oh, yeah, we the guy. He turned his back. Nah, sad. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. The half a swim move or the ball rush. It's like the ball man went. You know what I'm saying? I know you know that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, those things right there. Or the two hands to the face work every time.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Down like that.
That habit really speaks now to like your photography in terms of you understand, like, all right, you got three moves. Like, a lot of people be trying, you know what I'm saying, be trying to do a halfer, they be trying to attack the middle and then slide outside, spin, half-speed. Like, they have like 20 different moves, but like you were saying about the photography, and this can go into investing in everything else as well. It's like, yo, I have three punches that really I'm a master at. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with like investing, I got three stops that I really know. And when they move, I know when they're going to move. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those photographers with all the expensive equipment and like trying to do everything, change up their flows every 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that's bad ball, whereas, you know, you learn that habit from sports early on. And it's like, yo, if I got the best rip in the game, I can go to the league and be a defensive MVP. Aaron Donald got the best rip in the game. He don't do nothing but rip.
Yeah.
He just rip, all right, rip, got you again. Like, and I think that's cool that translated into the photography and everything you're going to do beyond, because it's like you understand the quality of having that go-to and just being a master at one thing or a set of small things can really be great.
Yeah. Now that's true. I can tell you my three things right now. And I'm comfortable enough with telling people my cheat codes because it's that easy. Like, so you got black and white, my black and white photography, and then you got my color photography, and then you got that like grayish color, but it's dark. They're my three things. And then when I'm actually shooting, I'm shooting for a head shot. If you kind of look at my thing, it's head shot, waist, full body, let you know where you at. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just... it's just that easy. Like, and this is things that I want to teach to my community, because I don't want to be number one by myself. Like, once we all here and I can walk down the street and people say, hey, he taught me this. Oh, I see why you were just like that. That's the thing I want. Because like, I feel like if we all here, then eliminate the hatred or eliminate what you want to take from the next man. See, we living in a world where though we don't want to teach the next person how to get to where we got. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So once everyone get there, falls in my community, listen, this is my thing, right? If I do all this for my community, right, and I don't, you know, succeed and, you know, do everything that, you know, the president has done, then I'll be like, okay, I tried. I'm just as happy from trying than not doing anything. You get what I'm saying? Because the people that don't do anything, they realize why they're still at one place. And then you have the people that just took two steps ahead, and then 3 years later, they 15 steps. And then you're like, oh, how did he get all the way up there? It's because he just literally took two steps. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is for my community. Like, it's okay to, right now, people are living in the times where they think, you know, everything is cool. And I'm still young, so I still do little stuff. Still rock and roll designer and things like that. You know, so I still talk my crap, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, what's the bigger picture? You know what I'm saying? Like, is we going to get up every day and do the same thing over? Or is we going to get up and make at least one thing happen? Like, one thing is better than nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it is, man. And I just want people to be comfortable around me. I hate the fact of, I don't want to live on the terms of celebrity terms. Like, I want you to be like, yo, That's how I get people with my personal number. Like, I don't even know why I got my business phone anymore. Because people call this number. Like, yeah. I have, like, kids that just call my number, like, I just, like, got your number from such and such. You know what I'm saying? He said it's cool to call you. I'm like, hey, yeah, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is, man. Like, I just want to, I want to be comfortable. And I feel like, God forbid, if anything ever happened to me because somebody else hated or something like that, I feel like I accomplished what I already accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Life. You know what I'm saying? My biggest goal in life was becoming myself. Like, once I did that, it's dangerous, man. I wear what I want. I do what I want. Everything. Like, I go around my neighborhood. None of my friends are air raids except Trump. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the lifestyle that, you know, he's headed to. But, I mean, everybody else is, you know, they do their thing in the neighborhood. They not clean. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Clean that, you know, nail or polish. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, earrings, they hopping out fresh and wearing light colored clothes and Mickey Mouse. You get what I'm saying? Like,
white shirts, bro. I told you the white shirts.
I'm telling you, like, that's, they just, but now the guys start to see it and then start like, yo, you're your own man now. So now they're coming around. That's what I want to do for just Baltimore in general. I just want people to just know that, yo, look, whatever you do, it's whatever you do. I'm not, we stuck in a world where we think, you know what I'm saying, just because she don't like it, I ain't gonna do it. She don't like it, but 10 other people will. That's what we gotta understand. Like, Baltimore's not as small as we think it is. I mean, the travel thing is, but I mean, it's three females at the end of my block. I've been at their house for 2 years and I didn't even knew that three females were there. Until I drove past 2 days ago. You get what I'm saying? So Baltimore can't be that small. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ways, it's just different ways out here. It's just certain ways that you go. Like how you said earlier, you was like, you know, hopefully in the future, as you know, your career go up, we get you back on here. Like, no, I'm all here. Like, yeah, it don't matter where I go. I can move to Florida, I'll fly back in, and we'll do this. We still here, we coming right back down here. It ain't no meet me downtown or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, we back where we at. Like, that's just,
where you started, where
that's
you?
How I want to be. I want to go, because I hang around so many, you know, celebrities and things like that. And it's not all celebrities. We have some celebrities that want to, you know, do the norm, but didn't already put themselves on social media here. So now it's like, oh, we see you here. Then it's like, oh, where they ain't going and they got to worry about social media life and all that. I'm not doing that. No matter, you know, if I have an interview on Fox 45, I'm going to say, oh, no, I did this podcast with such and such. Like, hey, go holler at those guys. Like, that's just how I am. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how I want to be. Like, that's just how I want my life to be.
If you were Florida, we might have to discuss going to Florida. You know, we're going to follow you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look. Listen, if my budget like that, hey, guys, y'all come out. We'll do a podcast all 3 days, y'all stay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
what to do. That's why I really respect these two. It's like, we're ready to do this whenever, you know. We even hit each other with time. And this is the thing, and you've alluded to this a lot, and honestly, like, you're wise, like, you're wiser than most, like, old men that I know, you know what I'm saying? And just the fact that, of just getting started and taking that step, you know, a lot of people that are listening, that have tuned into our platform, that want to start podcasts, that want to start YouTube, that just want to start whatever they want to start, don't be the person that got to wait for the perfect conditions to be able to start something, you know. Mm-hmm. Our mic setup wasn't perfect. We don't got video yet. All these things that could have stopped us, you know, I work a job, things like that. It's like, nah, we're going to start creating because we already know that this is part of our gift from God, and then that most podcasts only do 5 episodes and they quit, but it's like, nah, we are ready to record at any time and give people that platform, we're going to really have that consistency and make it work. So, you know, first guest, man, you really turned it up with this. Now, our next guests are going to have a hard time talking this one. Bro. You're really tapping in and crazy.
Yeah.
To go off what you were saying earlier about, like, everything just fell in your lap, literally, walked in the house, I saw Mikey outside, Mikey was like, yo, what you about to do? And I'm like, I mean, I'm about to walk in my house. He's like, well, me and Mac about to record this podcast, so, like, hop on a journal? Sure. And then, like, seeing, just putting it out there, just something we did, just spurred a moment, really. people hit me like, yo, how'd you get into it? How'd you get into it? You know, how'd you do that? I'm like, bro, I literally walked into my house and that's what we're doing now. So it's really like things can just fall in your lap and you don't know. Like yeah. you're saying, you just got to take those two steps to be like, all right, this is, we doing it now. And so
it's like, it's really, to even take like ourselves out of it, like you said, it's like, if we don't do this or if you don't, you know, pursue all avenues you can take with photography, business, and investing, everything that you'll continue to do moving forward, somebody else might not take that first step because you didn't. So even to take yourself out, whatever you're scared of starting to do, it's like, you don't do it, you never know who's never going to have that chance. That person who sold you that camera might have, if he never took that job at that camera store, you might have never ran into that. Like, so yeah. so many things had to happen where it's like, you know, whatever you want to get done, just start because you never know. Like, I'm beginning to fitness, down 65 pounds in 2 years. And, like, my mentee goes to Crossroads Middle School over at Fells Point. And, like, he hit me up there in Corona with a video on Instagram. He's like, bro, I saw you working out. So, you know, I walked around Patterson Park today, got a sweat in. It's like, if I never did that, he never would have started working. Like, he might have eventually, but he never would have started working out. Imagine how many of his friends that are getting the game that I didn't get till I was like 23, and he's giving it to him at 12. You know what I'm saying? So I love that point, bro. Like, everybody who listens to this, I need y'all to listen to this jump back, because bro is dropping some bombs in this.
Yeah. Like, hey. your yes could be someone's maybe. And then that maybe turns into a yes, and their yes turns into somebody else's maybe. Because, like, mm-hmm. you saying, like, I didn't know if I was going to go to get that camera. I went to go get it right in a moment. That could have been that cameraman's first sale ever. Yeah. He just made an $1,800 sale. Next day, he's banking. Now he's the biggest camera salesman on the East Coast. You don't know where it could have took him. Yeah. It's just compound effect.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it like that. You see? Like, yeah, right. That's cool. That's definitely cool. I wanted to tell you guys, like, stick together. Like, stick together. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Like, two is better than one. If you guys want to start this podcast, it's going to get tough. Y'all going to, especially here in Baltimore. Like I said, here in Baltimore, they want y'all to be here. So you might hit a guy up that's not as much as, you know, here. You know what I'm saying? Not saying long time ago, and he's worried about something short. He might not give you guys, you know, the opportunity or the time of the day. You get what I'm saying? But you guys just have to stick together and go hard. Find different ways. Be more creative. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one part, you know, you only do audio. Next part, you might, you know, do the, you know, just video. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's four. Like I said, four is better than one. You know what I'm saying?
You can go fast. Together, you can go far.
Yeah. So, just stick together, man. No man above the team. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm here by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I have friends and things like that, you know. I love those guys. But I had to realize that, you know, everyone is just not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't install, you know, years of experience into someone that, you know, haven't went through what I went through. So, like, I used to go to podcasts and, you know what I'm saying? Like, this probably close to 20. The 20th podcast, you know what I'm saying? Interviews and things like that. And I have, you know, five friends with me and things like that. But it's just now, it's like, hey, you better off. Like, if everything ain't per, then just do it by yourself. But I clearly can see, like, you know, hey, I'm going to walk in my house. I'm just popping apart. Like, that's just per, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we go do that with my guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. You from, you know, out of town. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got really, your clothes on. So.
I was like, I'll be here at 5:30. He was like, 5:30. I was like, all right, cool. I'm on time. 5:30. He was like, you see? I was like,
oh, yeah.
We here. We rocking.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, every week, you know, you guys, you know, push yourself to be, you know, better, man. Like, I'm here for the support, you know. Y'all tag me in anything. If it don't gotta be me, I'll tweet it. So that's just how it is.
That's how it is on social media. I've realized a lot of people, they want to, you know, only retweet certain things or like certain things. It's like, nah, bro, I'ma retweet that.
Because they cost money to like show love.
It's, you know what, like, I'm saying? Yeah. It's free love.
I just put that on my Insta Snap about my home. it's not even a fact with me, right? Because like I said, I look at it way bigger than what it is. Like I said, okay, so all you guys, my homeboys, and I just want to get perspectives on, you know, each person, because, like, okay, you have a cool one, right? I'm a rapper. I'm from out of town. You know what I'm saying? You guys is tight. You post a picture of your shirts. None of these guys come. I'm little baby. I post a picture of you with yours and all that on. All of them comment. Like, it's okay to feel a certain type of way when you hold people to a certain, you know, it's like you gotta know your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my guys, and like what I would do for my guys, I would want my guys to do. Like, I'm not that type of guy that's gonna be like, yo, like, I'm 100% all the way in. You know, like, I'm gonna meet you halfway. Cause that's just how life is. Like, you go on the internet and you look for a job, right? Whether it's McDonald's or whether it's Ruth Chris, you still gotta take your time and go do that interview. That's 50%. The other 50% is, now is they gonna hire me for what I presented in this interview. And that's how I look at it with my friends. Like, I'm like, yo, bro, like, y'all get on Instagram and y'all go, you know, jump on a little baby, you track. Like, I post a picture, I get 100 comments from people I don't even know. But I'm really expecting just only 6 of my own boys. If y'all would have just commented, that's cool to me. That's cool, because that's really what, honestly, bro, like, that, I'm so in tune within Baltimore. Like, I just had an offer to move to Atlanta. I just had an offer to move out Delaware. I just had an offer to move out PA. Like, I be having offers to move Ohio. Like, I have offers to move out there, but I'm so in tune with them, my community, my city. Like, I love it here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, Baltimore discusses hate, blah, 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 blah. It's hate because you made it hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said, like, you guys, like, really stick together. Especially if you got, like, you got, y'all in y'all 20s. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all can make it in y'all 20s, if y'all get to y'all 30s, y'all set. Y'all friends, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm 21. Yeah. So it's like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gonna be good forever. And that's what I try to get my homeboy to see. But now I realize that, like, everybody can't come. It's cool. It's like, I'm a guy that keep it 100. It hurt to not, you know what I'm saying, to know, like, come to the pod with me. Like, one of my guys, like, I'm just that type of guy. He wanted to start a boat cleaning business. Like, he could have sat right here with me, and I would be like, hey, this Will, you want to start a boat cleaning business? Who do you know in Baltimore that's listening to this pod? Oh, my dad owns a boat. You know what I'm saying? You got your first boat. But they don't think like that. They think on a time of, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to, you know what I'm saying, do that. Or, like I said, like my cousin, he's a UFC fighter. You know what I'm saying? He's spending time with his dad. He's today his dad's baby. I understand it. That's different. You know what I'm saying? But my other guy, he plays basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sit, hey, he hoop, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. Who do you know a sponsor might listen to this? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to break out of those things of not just taking opportunity no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I say, like, what I see right now, I feel good energy. And that's another thing with me. Like, I'm an energy person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm an energy. I can feel energy in here. Like, he sit over there on his laptop, probably haven't said one word. But his energy not bad, because his energy not bad. You know why his energy not bad? Because I'm looking at you, but I still see him, and I say certain stuff, I see him looking here. So that means he's still listening no matter what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Then you got people that's, then you got the bougie kind that will sit on the laptop and go, Or, you get what I'm saying? Like, they do the things. Like, it's just little things in life, man. Like, that's just it, man. It's just, man. And I'm telling you, man, like, life would be so much better if just everybody just wants to go. If everybody just was on some, let me wake up and do what I got to do today. See, we get up, and I do it too, but I do it because my business is mine. Social media plays a part in my business. When we get up on Instagram and, you know, we looking to see, you know, or who gonna pop out with the fresh kicks today, or who got the biggest car today, or who is this, who that. Really, them people doing it for their own satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they do it for the good.
Yeah, like, they doing it for their own. Like, I wake up now, it's like, all right, there ain't no money in my DM. All right, let me go outside and get some money. You know, like, that's just how it is. Like, and I ain't got time for I even broke out of the things of needing to even call my homeboys for everything. Like, oh, yo, I'm going to go to D.C. You want to go? I broke out of it. Now it's on some, hey.
I'm going regardless.
I'm going. Like, I might send a text message the night before. Bro, look, I'm going to D.C. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if you hit back, all right, see you in the morning.
Yeah.
You don't wake up at 10:30. I ain't calling you 20 times. Call you one time. Bro, you good? You coming? I'm on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's one thing I realized in the last 2-3 months. Just like, you got to make these moves by yourself. You gotta just do it by yourself. Like, just going to functions, going, trying to go somewhere. You want to go do this, go do that. You got to have in your mind that I was going to do this regardless, with or without you. It could be a woman, it could be your mother, it could be your father, your brother, whatever it is. I was going to go do this regardless. If you come with me, cool. That's love.
I learned it from my mom, though.
Yeah.
My mom gets up and go.
Yeah.
Like, I admire my mom. Like,
I'm going to Philly. I was like, all right, cool.
But I might come. I'm over right now, and she probably at a lounge or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I thought you had to work today. I've been doing my work.
I'm not going to get out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even broke out the mindset. Like, now that I started traveling more, just seeing different things is fun. Like, I went horseback riding like 3 months ago. Who knew me taking an hour out of my life, going through a trail, sitting on a horse, was that peaceful?
I
never knew that.
I just got back from the trail.
Yeah.
It took me a little bit to get here. Like, I just go out there and just, cool. It's quiet out there.
It's horses out there, though?
Nah, there was no horses.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to go back. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, who to just know, like, stuff is that people. Like, hell, we so married to, you know what I'm saying? We ain't driving in the big car. We ain't got this one. We ain't got that one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not cool. Like,
interesting thing I've learned about Baltimore. I've been here since 2015.
We follow us.
I wasn't even going to say anything about the people, but it's just, there's so much in Baltimore that people only think of it as Baltimore City. Like, there's Baltimore City and there's Baltimore County. Damn. People in the city, I mean, I didn't grow up in Baltimore, but I know what it's like to live in the inner city. You can't get out. So if I'm living in North New Jersey and young, can't get out the hood, I can't get out to New York. I want to go see something nice. I can't get out there. So because I can't get out there, I don't even know it's out there. I can get from here. We're in Baltimore City right now. There's a trail, beautiful trail. You can go see the reservoir in 20 minutes. I can get out to a beach in Baltimore in 20 minutes. But the kids, the people, they don't, like we were saying earlier, you just want to give back to the people so that they know, hey, you give them a purpose. Not like, as I'm doing this for them, you know, I'm doing that, I'm the bigger person. But it's like, nah, I seen it. Look, bro, there's a bunch of stuff out there, and I want you to see it too. So,
I didn't grow up where I was the kid that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was the backbone kid. So now I see it, like, when I see it in a lot of other kids, it's like, oh, nah, like, I make sure both of the kids still get the experience, but the one that's on the back burner, I'm like, oh, nah, like, look, this was going on, man, like, this was going on. I got a kid right now, he been locked up, he's 14 now, I think he's turning 15 soon. Out of his 14 years, no lie, he had six times he locked up. That's a lot of times. Like, he just spent his juvenile years. And juvenile detention center. Like, I'm talking about Hickey, Baby Bookings, you know what I'm saying? He got sent out, policeman out of Tennessee, came all the way back. Like, that, like, so now he was so immune to, you know, doing things like that. I gave him one of my cameras, like one of the cameras I used to shoot with, and now every day he called me. Well, look, bro, how you work amateur? How you know what I'm saying? How you work the shutter speed? How you do this? How you do that? Like, and it's cool to me. I'm like, I'd rather for you to get on my nerves and do this. Yeah, then me calling and, you know, a police officer say, hey, can you come get him? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you get what I'm saying? So, like, that's how it is because I don't went through it. I don't went through being a kid that said, I remember when I first told my mom, like, hey, man, I want to do photography. Like, what? You better go get a job. Like, you get, but that's what she, I can't blame her because that's what you she don't was see taught. Nothing
coming from you. She, you see your photography, like, he's just gonna be out here taking pictures.
She was
on
taught streets. From generations, hustle, like, she had, it's outside hustles, but nobody in my family was a photographer, yeah. Me. So people don't see your vision. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even have my own vision. Yeah. So when she told me that, it was just on some, like, football and stuff. It was like, oh, like my coach used to tell me, like, hey, like, yo, whoever this week get the most sacks start next week. Oh, all right, yeah. So once my mother took me to go get a job, I don't know, I'm definitely ready to go buy a camera.